Zogt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Bov Metzia, Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis. Hamakabel Sada Mechaveire. Again, this person accepts upon himself to work in someone else's field. He may have been a choicher, engaged in chakiras, that means they made up, I'm going to work in your field, and I will give you a set amount, 30 kar of tfua. It doesn't make a difference how much the field produces. You're guaranteed 30 kar of tfua. Whether it's kablonis or arisus, and that means that you get a share, you get a third or a quarter of whatever the field produces. Now, the he, beis hashilochin, you may remember this from Masechtas Ma'id Karton. This sada that I accepted to work on was a dry sada. There's not enough rain over here to supply all the water needs. But you have to physically irrigate the field. What does the word shilochin mean? It's a lashon of being tired. The targum of the pasuk va'ata oyev v'yegeya is mishali v'loy. Oyev means when a person is thirsty. There's no kayach. Harvisi nefesh ayefa. There's a pasuk in Yirmiya, or there's a pasuk in Mishlei. Ah, mayim karim al nefesh ayefa. Cold water on a thirsty, tired nefesh. Either way, this is a beis hashlach in a field that requires a lot of schlepping water. Oy beis ha'ilon, or it has trees also. That means that when he works on this field, he's also supposed to get a chelik of the payrus of the trees. Now, the worker figures out how hard the work is going to be, and he makes a certain price, how much he's going to give to the owner. But when he looked at the field, he saw a water supply there. There's some kind of irrigation canal that's coming from the river, and he saw trees. But then things changed. What happened afterwards is that Yavash Hamayin, there was a well over here in the field, or there was some type of irrigation canal where water came from the river. And now doesn't really have a water supply, so he has to go all the way to the river and schlep the water. Or v'niktzas ha'ilon, the tree was cut off. A wind came and knocked down the tree. So now he's going to work, but he's not going to get any payrus because there's no tree to produce payrus. So the worker comes along to the balabas and he says, listen to me. We made up a certain amount how much you're going to get, but I thought there's water over here. Now I have to go schlep the water from the river. I thought I'm getting payrus. Now there's no tree over here, so I have to give you less. I'm going to be working much harder. I'm going to be working for less. I'm going to give you less. The din is, Einoi Menaka, the Makabel cannot deduct, loy, from the Baal Hasada, Min Chikurai, from the amount that they made up he's going to give him. He can't say, well, I thought that there was water here, and it would be easier. I thought that there are trees here, and I'll get payrus also. Because he never said at the time that he made up to do this work, oh, the reason I'm giving you this price is because there's water, mamash, right here. It's not so hard, or I'll get pay rice. You never said that. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, if the Baal HaSada Amaloi said to the Mekabel, Chacharli, I want to make a deal with you. You'll pay me a set amount for Beis HaShilachin Zeh, for this field that has the water coming to it, I stay Beis HaIlin Zeh, or this field with the trees in it, and then Yavash HaMayin, the water dried up, V'nixes HaIlin, where the tree got uprooted or cut off. So Menakala, he could deduct, the worker could deduct min chikurai from the amount that he's supposed to give to the Baal HaSada. Because the Baal HaSada and the Mekabel were standing next to the field, he didn't have to mention that it's a Beis HaShlach, and he didn't have to mention that there are trees here. He could have just said this field. Because he made a point of saying this is a field where water comes to, this is a field that has trees, they refer to it by name as a Beis HaShlachin and a Beis HaIlin. So in a way, it's like it was understood that the reason I'm getting this price is because you have the water right here and you also have payrus. But if they weren't standing next to the field, the fact that he mentioned Beis HaShlachin or Beis HaIlin and a Chanami doesn't prove that the reason he got this price is because there's a source of water there or there are trees there. It could be he was just trying to identify the field. But if you're standing next to it and you refer to it as a Beis HaShlachin, where you're standing next to it and you mention that this is a tree field, obviously you're saying, well, that's why you're giving me this price, because you have the water here and you have the trees here. So if the water dries up and the trees are gone, then Anachanami, it could be a different price. Quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If a person accepts the field, accepts to work on the field, makes up a price, he knows he's going to have to water it, but there is an irrigation canal there. He's getting pay rights from a tree. Now suddenly the tree is gone, a storm uprooted the tree, or the water dried up, He cannot say, well, no. Now I have to give you less because it's going to be much harder work. You never said that that's the reason you're giving him this prize, because you have the water there and you don't have to go to the river. You never said the reason you're giving him this prize is because you have the payrus there. But if they're standing next to the field and they mention, the Baal HaSada says to the Mekabel, here's this base hashlach in this field that has water coming to it. Or here's the tree field. Why did you have to say it? You see that there's water coming to the field. You see there's an irrigation canal. You see the trees. Elamai, this was part of the cheshbon. And that's why he's getting that price. So if the water dries up or the tree gets uprooted, then Enochanami, the worker as a taina, now I can give you less.